This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. The Calidor String Quartet is one of the most remarkable young string quartets on the classical music scene today. In 2016, they were the first winners of the M Prize International Chamber Music Competition, which came with a $100,000 grand prize. They've been recognized as a Lincoln Center Emerging Artist, and BBC Radio 3 has named them a New Generation Artist, and they're here with us in Studio A today. Hi, welcome.
Thanks for having us. My name's Jeffrey Myers. I play the violin.
I'm Ryan Meehan, also a violinist.
My name is Estelle Choi. I am the cellist of the group.
I am Jeremy Berry, and I'm the violist.
Well, we're glad to have you in Studio A today. Tell us how the four of you got together as a quartet.
Well, we all met at the Colburn School in downtown Los Angeles, and it actually started with myself and Jeffrey playing in a string quartet, and we had a good time. We didn't kill each other, so we decided maybe we could keep something going. That's when Jeremy joined us upon the very high recommendation of the viola teacher. And then, of course, knowing Ryan's great passion for the string quartet, he joined us very naturally a little bit later.
And how did you end up choosing your name, Calidor?
Well, it's an amalgamation of Cali, California, and
Doré, which means golden in French.
And that was an amalgamation of Ryan and Estelle.
Wow, that's a very team effort.
We're all about team.
Yeah.
So you folks are from Southern California originally. What do you think of this Northern Michigan February weather?
Small correction. We're actually from all over the place, but we all met in school in California. So some of us are used to this kind of weather. Estelle's from Calgary, Alberta, where it gets much worse. And Jeff's from Columbus, Ohio, where it's pretty much about the same, maybe worse. I'm not sure. But I'm from Florida.
Okay.
And so, yes, this is a novelty for me.
Yes, for Alberta, this is very mild, I suppose.
This is pretty standard, yeah. I think the people would be out in shorts on a day like this.
Well, Calidor String Quartet, we're glad to have you here in Studio A today. We are going to hear you play music of Felix Mendelssohn now. This is the third movement from his string quartet, Opus 44, number 1.
Thank you.
The third movement of Felix Mendelssohn's String Quartet, Opus 44, Number 1, performed by the Kalidor String Quartet here in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Now, you folks have won some pretty serious awards from Lincoln Center, from the University of Michigan, and BBC Radio 3, just to name a few. What does a string quartet do when they win a $100,000 prize?
Buy a car.
It was recommended by one of our mentors, Günter Pickler of the Alban Berg Quartet, that we buy a used Rolls Royce, but only buy one of them.
No, I think as a young string quartet, it really takes a lot to get a career up and running, and expenses are high with all the traveling we do. And I mean, with, you know, maybe we're gone about 60% of the time or so. So it was really amazing for us to have the finances to really do whatever we saw fit, whether it be to upgrade our equipment, buying a new instrument or a bow, or putting some money away in a retirement account. Or it was an amazing thing for us to be able to move forward with our career as a quartet, put some money investing into photo shoots, publicity, just, you know, really a little bit of everything. And we can't be more thankful for that award.
And you mentioned one of your mentors from the Alban Berg Quartet. You have you have some pretty esteemed mentors. You, several members of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, members of the Emerson Quartet. So how does a relationship like that get started?
Well, our meeting with the Emersons had a lot to do with the co-artistic director of Lincoln Center, David Finkel. We had the good opportunity in our first year of being a quartet to meet the whole quartet in Aspen, and Mr. Finkel had the time to hear us play. This is when he was still playing with the Emerson Quartet as their cellist. And he took notes about us in his little black book, and then we happened to come across him again a few years later and play again for him. And a couple days later, we got this call from Stony Brook University asking us if we'd like to come to New York and be mentored by the Emerson Quartet. And it was all pretty surreal, and we had no idea why it happened. Then we realized that perhaps Mr. Finkel was behind this. And then we moved to New York, and we met the Emersons, and they have been the greatest mentors for us. We've played alongside them now numerous times in concert, and they've become really amazing friends and great role models for how, after even after 40 years of playing together, you can still get along, have fun, and they exhibit like the sheer joy of music making.
Can you give us an example of maybe a way that that mentorship helps you?
You know, it's funny. I think it's different with every mentor we have, but I with some people we've really kind of sat down and really gotten a lot of career advice as opposed to how do you play this note or play this phrase. For a lot of people, whenever we have a piece, let's say, you know, a big standard Beethoven quartet and we have a first performance coming up, we have some people that we'll call to make sure we're not doing anything super crazy that we don't realize. And it's just an amazing thing having these inspirations and people whose recordings we were listening to growing up that we can call and have them help guide our career and help give us, you know, the cheat codes that they've learned from performing some of these pieces hundreds and hundreds of times, where it's like, you know, you might not think it, but if you just do this one thing differently, everything will just work a lot easier. In a way where, you know, maybe we'd figure it out in 20 years, but we certainly certainly appreciate the shortcuts.
And you, as a quartet, have recorded 3 albums together so far. What's coming next?
Well, we have an exciting project coming up. We recently just recorded our newest album, and that is set to be released next fall. So right now we're going through the edits, the first round of edits, and it's sounding really great. We're really excited. The program on that album will be Prokofiev, his second string quartet, the Janáček that we'll actually play today, the Kortsia Sonata, and Goliov's Tenebrae. And the album finishes with Mendelssohn's Opus 80 string quartet.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing that this fall when it comes out. Right now, we're going to hear you play some music of Haydn. This is the third movement of Haydn's Lark Quartet, the string quartet number 63.
Thank you.
Calidore String Quartet in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio, performing the third movement from the String Quartet number 63, The Lark, by Franz Josef Haydn. You can hear the Calidore String Quartet perform tonight at Interlaken Center for the Arts. Their performance starts at 7:30 p.m. and takes place in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall. Visit tickets.interlaken.org for more information. Jeff, Ryan, Estelle, Jeremy, the Calidore String Quartet, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Michael Culler engineered this edition of Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Our executive director is Peter Payette. Thanks to Rory Baker and Jen Apple. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.